AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Four people were shot and killed on the 4th of July in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I firmly believe that there were many that were casualties that were just here having a good time when others had, issues with each other.
Police Chief Wayne Smith says a number of men were involved in a dispute at a 4th of July celebration. City Councilor Tabitha Taylor has a message for them.
You have caused us grief. You have caused us pain. And I want whomever you are to pay. And I want you to pay relentlessly.
No arrests have been made. Seven people were injured in Shreveport. Kim Brady Carricker was arraigned on five counts of murder in Philadelphia. He's accused in a mass shooting in a Philadelphia neighborhood. Yousef Salam, one of the exonerated Central Park Five, has won the Democratic primary, all but assuring him a seat on the New York City Council. He was wrongly accused, convicted, and imprisoned as a teenager for the rape and beating of a white jogger in Central Park. Protest politics has intruded on Wimbledon on day three.
Two environmental activists have been arrested after running onto one of the courts and disrupting a match by throwing orange confetti onto the grass. A pair of Just Stop Oil protesters made it onto the field of play at Court 18 before being taken away by security. Play was suspended by rain before the debris was cleared from the court. The All England Club has increased its security in coordination with London police and other agencies for this year's tournament. That's in part as a result of protests at other major sports venues in Britain this year. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Attorney Lynn Wood, who filed legal challenges seeking to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss, is relinquishing his law license, electing to retire from practicing rather than face possible disbarment. This is AP News. Negotiations between UPS and the union representing thousands of workers broke down.
Each side is blaming the other for walking away from the talks. The Teamsters say UPS presented an unacceptable offer to Teamsters members and then walked off. UPS says it was the Teamsters who abandoned negotiations, despite what UPS calls its historic offer that builds on what it says is industry-leading pay. The end of the contract is coming soon. It's midnight on July 31st. Teamster-represented UPS workers voted for a strike authorization last month, and Union Chief Sean O'Brien said last week that a strike was imminent. I'm Rita Foley.
Two swimmers were apparently attacked by sharks off the shores of Long Island a day after two others reported being attacked while enjoying the waters at popular New York beaches. Both people were treated. The bites happened about 60 miles apart. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.